T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we'll call this segment a segment with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post talking about the New York Football Giants. First of all, once again, great to have you on. Look forward to all the times that we can talk during the course of the football season. And, of course, for New York Football Giants fans, they're going to be hoping it is more positive than negative. Let's start, Paul, with your assessment of preseason for the Giants.
Hey, Steve, it's good to hear your voice again. Assessment of the preseason with the Giants. I feel, Steve, it's kind of been a waiting game. You know, we knew that we'd have to wait for Saquon Barkley coming off knee surgery. It would be a long, drawn-out summer to get him where he's ready. Mm-hmm. After they signed Kyle Rudolph and we heard he had a foot problem and he needed surgery, we knew that would be a wait. But we certainly thought that Kadarius Toney, the first-round pick, and Kenny Golladay, the big free agent signing, we thought those guys, man, we're going to see him right on the field right away, and it's going to be really interesting. And then Golladay hurts his hamstring, and then Toney gets COVID, and he really had a battle back from that, and then he hurts his hamstring. So it's been a big waiting game, right, Steve, you know, for all these pieces. But the good news is this week those guys are all on the field in some way, shape, or form, and I never would have said this a month ago, all of those guys have a chance to play in the opener, and that's a really positive thing.
And Barkley, he seems to be 100%, Paul, and ready to go. But here is the question, and yes, some new offensive weapons for Daniel Jones. And, of course, everyone is excited to see what Barkley can do after missing last year. But you know, I know, and we all know the number one issue once again with the New York Football Giants, the offensive line. What is happening there?
Yeah, first of all, Steve, Barkley is not 100%. You know, he's not what he was yet. Look, he hasn't played in you know, almost a year. Mm-hmm. You know, he was asked today about, you know, do you feel like your old self out there? And he said, I'm not even trying to think about do I look like my old self, but I'm a very confident player. So, you know, he is, look, if he gets to play September 12th against the Broncos, he's not going to be, you know, 20 carries, six or seven passes. You know, it's going to be limited. You can do that with a running back. They just need to get him out there. But you're right. It would be very, very helpful for everybody if when Saquon gets the ball, there's not three Broncos waiting to meet him in the backfield. We've been talking about this for years about the offensive line. I am not going to put everything on one half against the Patriots and say they're no good. You know, and this youth movement is a disaster. But Andrew Thomas has to play better. Now, he was better last year at the end of the year, so I'm not going to go crazy over one bad half against the Patriots in a preseason game, but I'm also not going to go overboard the other way and say I'm really confident that Andrew Thomas is going to have a really terrific second year in the NFL, because this summer we haven't seen that yet. Right. So, yes, that is the number one, you know, asterisk, put it in gold, underline it in red. That is the key to this whole team. It's not the defense. It's not even Daniel Jones to a certain extent. It's the offensive line.
Oh, sure. I mean, let's face it, that, you know, if you're going to have any kind of a running game and any kind of play action for Daniel Jones, that offensive line has to gel and has to do its job. And again, is Nate Solder going to be, first of all, is the offensive line completely healthy regarding starters and even backups. That's number one with the offensive line. And are we going to see Nate Solder starting?
Well, the offensive line is healthy. Shane Lemieux, the left guard, has a knee issue that he had about a month ago. I've been told he's going to be able to play. It's more of a patella tendonitis situation than he got banged up in practice and he carted off the field. But they've been cautious with him, and they probably could have pushed him a little more. They think he's a very tough guy, so I think he will start. So, yes, the offensive line is healthy, and they've been healthy pretty much the whole summer. Will Nate Solder start? Well, if he starts, he'll start at right tackle, I would say, for Matt Peart. Look, Steve, this is something we haven't seen in a very long time. It's very unusual. Last year, Joe Judge gave his blessing on offense to rotate guys in on the offensive line. What have we heard forever, Steve, right? Five guys, like five fingers on a hand. They have to, a fist, right? They have to play together. Continuity is best. And then Joe Judge goes and says, we can move guys in and out series to series. It's okay. I don't think you want to do that, but, you know, I don't think Peart has had a great summer. I know he hasn't had a great summer. So Solder is 33 years old. He's healthy. The year off last year, he opted out, helped his body tremendously. I think it refreshed his mind. So he could certainly start. I think he will get snaps on both left and right tackle at some point early this year. If Andrew Thomas struggles, they can put him in there. They kind of see him as their Mr. Versatility on both edges there. Will he start for Peart? He might. I still think they may try to, you know, push Peart and get him on the field, and then if he needs help, they sub in with Solder. But I think they're both going to play, put it that way.
Okay. And again, I mean, listen, Gettleman, he didn't draft an offensive lineman during the draft. And again, with a 15-33 record in the three seasons that Dave Gettleman has been around, is it fair to say that if the Giants at least don't have a winning season with the 17 games coming up in a division, really, I guess you can say, up for grabs, bottom line is Dave Gettleman on the hot seat?
I think that's fair to say. I know it's fair to say. I mean, let's face it. Nobody has a lifetime contract here, except maybe for Francisco Lindor, right? that's another story, right?
And thumbs down on him with a lot of Metropolitan fans, Paul.
Yes, and a lot of Giants fans are giving thumbs down to Gettleman, right? I think he can turn that frown upside down, as they say. I think he can turn it into a thumbs up. Look, Dave Gettleman said it, and what I like about it, Steve, I like when there's no ambiguity. You know, Dave Gettleman said about this offensive line, which, as we've established, is the big question on this team. He said, we like these guys better than you do, meaning Steve Sommers, Paul Schwartz, the media, the fans. We like them better than you do, and at some point, you draft these young guys, you cultivate these young guys, they have to play. So I like that. He's basically saying, we think they're pretty good. You don't. You know what, Steve? We have months and months to figure out who's right. If Gettleman is more right than wrong, it's going to be okay. If he's more wrong than right, it's going to be big trouble, because you're right. They didn't draft anybody. And I don't want to hear, look, they had Zach Fulton and Joe Looney. They signed two veteran guys who started a bunch of games in the league. And both, after a few weeks with the Giants, said, look, we're retiring. But if Zach Fulton and Joe Looney were the linchpins of this whole offensive line, it's a problem. You know, now they traded for Billy Price from the Bengals. They traded for Ben Bradison from the Ravens. They signed this guy, Matt Skura, who was, you know, started 50 games for the Ravens. Those are backup guys, and maybe they'll have to use them at some point. But they said it's a youth movement on the offensive line. They said they love these guys. They drafted three of them last year, so they drafted them last year, so they're saying, we didn't have to draft them this year. We drafted three last year. They're all going to play. It's all going to play out on the field.
Defense going to be better, Paul Schwartz of the New York Post?
Defense can be really good, Steve, really good. I think they can be a top 10 defense, and the reason I don't think they can be a top five defense right now is you can't name me one stud edge rusher, you know, who you say, that guy's going to give me 8 to 10 sacks. Now, Leonard Williams is not really an edge rusher, right? We know he's a really good player. He had 11 and a half last year. Mm-hmm. But there's nobody, unless you think the rookie Azeez Ojulari, who has a pass rush pedigree from Georgia, if you're bullish on him, that's fine. Lorenzo Carter coming back. O'Shane Zimenez coming back. But those are guys who are maybes. So here's what I would say. In several decades of covering the Giants, this is probably the best defensive backfield they've ever had.
Uh-huh.
You know, the best. It is terrific. It's versatile. They have depth, especially if Adoree Jackson, you know, is healthy. I think he'll be able to play in the opener with that ankle. And if he's up to the standard of a former first-round pick like he is, they have a lot of good players. They have smart players. You know, Logan Ryan is a really smart player. You know, Julian Love is a really smart player. Xavier McKinney, right? Only played six games last year, you know, because he had a broken foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a second-round draft pick who played at Alabama. He can go sideline to sideline. He could be a stud. So that group is really good. Blake Martinez is terrific in the middle. You know, I think the defensive line will be fine, maybe more than fine. You know, I think replacing Dalvin Tomlinson is not easy, but it's not impossible either. So if they can get an edge rusher, they also have a very, very bright coordinator, Patrick Graham, who will, you know, the odds are him in 2022, him being a head coach, are very high right now. So the Giants know they have to make hay while the sun shines with him, you know, in their building. Defense can be really good. And you know what? It probably has to carry the team early because all these offensive weapons we talked about, they missed a lot of time. They may, you know, have to rev up before they get going here. So, look, you need to lean on a defense. This defense you should be able to lean on.
And how great was the defense in Seattle a year ago? I mean, the great Russell Wilson. I mean, he just was, he was confused with what the Giants were doing defensively. Bottled him up pretty good.
Steve, you used the perfect word, confused, right? I don't think the Giants manhandled them. Confused. He was confused at times, right? They gave him lanes to run, then they shut the lanes down. Mm-hmm. I think Logan Ryan had a big interception in that game, if I'm not mistaken. So, yes, I mean, this is a smart, you know, Blake Martinez is a cerebral guy. Logan Ryan on the back end is a cerebral guy. So, you know, they have guys who they can kind of look at and point to and, okay, get it right, fix it. Patrick Graham is big on that. You know, I put the schemes together, but those guys have to play, and they have to figure out things on their own sometimes too because they're the ones on the field. I can't be out there on the field with them telling them where to go. They need to figure it out. They're really smart guys. You know, in those joint practices in Foxborough, they played poorly that first practice, you know, and Mac Jones looked like the second coming. You know, it's probably one of the main reasons why they were able to cut Cam Newton because he looked so good in that practice, really good. And then they got ticked, and Logan Ryan told us, and so did Blake Martinez. Logan Ryan said, if I have a bad game and Blake Martinez has a bad game at the same time, we will lose 100% of the time, okay? And they were both unhappy with the way they practiced. They got together with the defense. They said, we got to fix some things. We got to come back stronger. That second practice, they were much better. That's what this defense can be. So, yeah, this defense is look, Giants in the past have been built on defense, so that's okay. You know, they got a lot of new offensive weapons, but you can build around a defense too.
Yeah, and, you sound certainly a little bit more positive than a lot of Giants fans and a lot of other prognosticators and other, you know, all of the experts. They don't really think the New York Football Giants are going to have a successful season and win more games than they lose. The bottom line is that, of course, the offensive line, of course, Daniel Jones. Have you seen, even in limited action, of course, with three preseason games, Paul, have you seen any indication from Daniel Jones that he will be better at protecting the football and not throwing as often into double or triple coverage, God forbid?
Protecting the football, yes. I would have said yes. I think he's more careful with the ball. And then he throws that horrific interception against the Patriots at the goal line. I mean, that just can't happen. It's not. It's inexcusable. First of all, you have to score there. They weren't even on the 1 yard line. There was a procedure penalty on the Patriots. They were on like the 1 foot line. You have to score there a touchdown. If you don't get a touchdown, you at least have to get a field goal. You can't throw an interception, which he did. Quite frankly, Steve, I don't think Daniel Jones has had a great summer. You know, his weapons have been in and out, so he's been throwing to guys who were cut or are going to be on the practice squad a lot. You know, he needs to turn around and hand the ball to Saquon Barkley in a real game and have Saquon Barkley run for 6 or 7 yards. And that you know, I don't think Daniel Jones is a guy you're going to be able to say, you need to carry us here, Daniel. You need to win this game for us. I'm concerned about Daniel Jones. So, yeah, I'm maybe more optimistic than some people are about this team, but I would say I'm right down the middle with Daniel Jones. You know, I haven't seen a lot of things this summer to make me think he's terrific. I think he's improving. I wonder what his ceiling is. I wonder if he's a little bit too programmed. I wonder if he's instinctive enough, if he's quick enough. We know he's fast, right? We know he can run. Is he mentally quick enough to make adjustments? Bang, bang, go here, go there, get that ball out. You know, not be confused with what he sees. Be very decisive. I'm not sure about all that. I think that stuff is coached into him, and at some point you just have to be more instinctive. So this is a very big year up ahead. I hope that his offensive line and his weapons are there, so now he can judge Daniel Jones based on what he does, not by the fact that he's on his back all the time.
Okay, and do you think they can have a winning season? I'm not even talking about winning the division, although is that in any way, shape, or form, Paul, a possibility? Do you think the Giants could have a good season?
Well, you know, winning season, you know, right, they should be mutually exclusive. I think they can have a winning season, but not enough to win the division. And then you look at the division and you say, oh, wait a second, a winning season might be good enough to win the division, right? Well, we know they're not going to be 500, right, unless it's a tie. In my simple mind, I have to remember, I have to add a game all the time. So I can't say 8-8. I have to say 9-8 or 8-9, right, with the 17 games. Yes, I think they can have a winning season. I don't think they can win 12 games, and they probably can't win 11 games. Can they be 10-7? Can they be 9-8? I think so, yes. I think their defense is good. They have offensive weapons. If these offensive linemen mature and get better and Daniel Jones stabilizes, the schedule is fair. It's conducive to a decent start for them, which they have not had in years. I mean, 0-2 seems like a birthright for the Giants, right? I mean, you wake up and, oh, yeah, the Giants are 0-2, right? That's the deal. So they can't have that. They can't be 0-2 against the Broncos and at Washington after 2 weeks. They can't be 0-2. It's just not acceptable. So, yes, I think they can have a winning season, yes.
Well, I hope for Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, who covers every single snap of the New York Football Giants. Paul, I thank you for giving us some time this evening, and also that you should have the kind of good season that you can have and should have and have had with all the years you've been covering the Giants with the New York Post. Thanks so much, Paul, for the time.
Anytime, Steve. You're the best. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.